example for Steve, yes.
Glad you're here.
On my own sake.
Yeah, it's going.
Yep, we're good.
The Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township, January 9th, 2024, I'd like to call the meeting to order. I request a moment of silence, and we'll do the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joe.
Alex Lynn.
Present.
Dave Metch.
Present.
Phil Miller.
Present.
Roll call complete.
I move that we approve the minutes for the December 12th, 2023 regular meeting. I need a motion, I should say.
I move to approve the minutes from the December 12th meeting.
I can second that. Roll call.
You should, who made the motion, who seconded? You gotta say it out loud.
What?
You have to say it out, remember?
Oh, okay, yeah. Dave Bench made the motion, no, Bo Miller made the motion, Dave Bench seconded.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler. I'm sorry, Alex. I'm reading the last year's notes.
This is the one I can't vote on, right?
While you were.
The prior meeting minutes?
Yeah, you could abstain.
Abstain, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes for the December 19th, 2023 special meeting.
So moved.
I can second it. Bo Miller made the motion, Dave Bench seconded it.
Okay, roll call, Alex Lynn.
Abstain.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
The minutes, I need a motion for the minutes for January 2nd, 2024, the organizational meeting.
Second.
Motion.
Oh, so I make.
You make the motion.
I make the motion to approve the meeting minutes from January 2nd, 2024, organizational meeting.
Okay.
I can second that.
Alex Lynn made the motion, Bo Miller seconded it.
Roll call, Alex Lynn.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Phil Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, all public comments will be heard after the regular trustees business meeting. We'll move on to the fiscal officer's report.
Do we all have our reports in front of us?
Yeah.
Alex?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Fund status, $641,523.54 in Star, Ohio, $730,454.65 in Krogan. And then warrants to approve 22405 through 22417, and then electronic payment 2-2024. And that totals $41,716.46. And no deposits were made since last meeting. So looking for
anything else?
That is it.
I need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
So moved.
I'll second.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Made the motion, and Alex Lynn seconded.
We'll stop doing that in a couple months, probably.
Good.
Okay, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Alex Lynn.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. We'll move on to the zoning department.
All right, you have an update in front of you. As far as complaints, we're working on four of them currently. The Eck Bell Cover property on Corduroy, they've hauled five more loads out. We went and did a site visit after that, and it still probably has 20 loads there that they've accumulated. It is going to change hands, so I've been waiting a little bit to move any farther, because then we'll just have to start over because it'll be a new owner. Kuchar is on the other side of the boat storage place, and it's got quite a bit of blight around it also. McMaster's, they're in, they have till June to do a complete follow-up, but we'll get back with them probably in May to make sure that they've cleaned up the last few remaining things. He's done a really nice job with his properties. Stanton, we have a court date for January 26th to get the follow-up to finish his properties. He removed, 19 boats, but he still has some trailers and I think 3 boats left. So we'll get some follow-up there. Goals for 2024. We talked through quite a few things at our zoning board meeting last week. We're going to develop a complaint and procedure policy manual, which will contain all the current policies and procedures in one document. Right now, we have resolutions for junk vehicles, tall grass, blighted structures, different ways to do zoning complaints. Now we want to put it into simply one document. So nothing new, but just putting it into one document and making it more user-friendly. Junk vehicles were still a top concern of the zoning board members. We did send out letters in 2023, and the board would like to see the follow-up continue into 2024. We do have the right to take a junk vehicle if a property owner doesn't remove it with the procedures being followed. And just an FYI, junk vehicles under the Ohio Revised Code are not necessarily a plated vehicle, but this is their definition now. 3 model years old or older, apparently inoperable, and extensively damaged, which might include missing wheels, tires, engine, transmission. But that's the Ohio Revised Code definition. So in the next 2 months, they would like us, the zoning department, to have a goal of 10 follow-up letters addressed in those 2 months. We still are seeking board members to fill 3 alternate spots. So interested candidates need to complete an application and a cover letter. They're available on the township website, and they're available in the office.
Linda, when's the deadline for that? You should set a deadline.
Don't really have a deadline because they're for alternates. I mean, if you want to set a deadline, I didn't put one out there.
Are you going to do like, give it November, February?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like March 1st?
Yeah.
That's March 1st?
That would give us almost two solid months.
They're just all on it, so yeah. I can go for that.
Okay. All right, we'll do. We'll put that out with the notice. The zoning office will be closed on February 10th. That's the first day of the Ohio Township Association Conference, and both Rob and I will be attending that. And that's all I have. Any questions?
Anyone have any questions for?
I do have a zoning-related statement I'd like to make, but it's not does not directly pertain to Linda. Would you guys rather I wait till new business, or do you want me to bring it up now?
Well, why don't you bring it up to new business?
Okay, sure.
Okay, we'll move on to the rec department. Did you hear anything from him?
I did not.
No. I didn't either, so. Okay, we'll move on then. Fire department, Tony.
Good evening, everyone. Weather's going to get a little challenging this weekend. At least the weatherman is telling you that, so just plan ahead. Be prepared for the what-ifs, and everything will be just fine. We ended the year, last year, 2023, with 418 runs. The majority of all of our runs are EMS related, but there was a fair amount of fires that we had battled. We had some wins, we had some disappointments, but all in all, I'm very proud of the team. We're working aggressively with our training and education, and we worked really well with our mutual aid partners. And that's the way the future is for the fire department, is we're constantly going to be working together. We had the opportunity, we were asked to do a backfill for Toledo Fire. We were able to support with a team over at Station 13 across from Tony Paco's. And that was for the funeral services that was for, and most of you probably have seen this guy on TV. He was the public information officer for Toledo Fire. So he had been on numerous times on television. He represented Toledo and provided the accurate information as far as public news. We also had Captain Flack. He was able to attend the actual funeral. And the gentleman was honored with a very large and well-deserved service. So the firefighters is a brotherhood, and so we do stick together, and it's a one big huge family, no matter where you come from. Moving into 2024. We have placed our bid request, is posted in the paper, and will be posted for the time period that we're required. This is for a new pumper tanker. Just to give you just a 2-second overview, we're looking for a truck that will be able to pump a minimum of 1,500 gallons a minute of water and carrying 4,000 gallons of water. So it's a rather large one, but for us, I see that's a good positive movement working forward to protect our residents and our properties. Trustees, I have two applicants that I would like you to allow us to accepting employment. Anthony Collin. He's employed with his father's company. It's a moving and storage company. And then we have a daughter of one of the new members, Carmen Horsley. She's employed as a carpenter apprentice, and she is currently with the National Guard, and she's an MP. So so I'd like for you to consider taking them on. We have a new EMT class that is just starting within the next week, so I'd like to get them enrolled in there, and then we'll continue to move forward. Obviously, this is all pending the background check and a physical. So if you could act on that one, if you would consider it.
I do have one question, quick. Yes. Let's take a look at these real quick. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, I thought everybody had them. I'm sorry.
No, he just wanted to pass them down. That's all right. Just one quick question. Are either of these applicants related to any current township employee or trustee or anybody of that sort?
Yes, the one is the daughter of Bertha, or she is called Betty Horsley. She is currently employed with the fire department.
Okay.
So she just completed her EMT training. In fact, this Saturday she'll be taking her national registry testing. The other one is just a friend of two of the young men that we have on currently.
Okay. That answers all I got.
You want to make the motion, Bill?
Sure. So I move to hire Colin Fox and Carmen Horsley, pending their background and physicals for the fire department.
I'll second that.
Bo Miller made the motion. Alex Litton second.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. Hey, Tony, do you know where they're going for their EMT class?
Where they'll be going?
Is it Owens?
It'll be Owens, yes.
Okay.
So, just a couple more minor things. The department will be conducting the annual, reviewing the annual requirements of the harassment policy. So we'll be doing that this month and completing that requirement. We have Captain Chuck Flack has filed the paperwork for the reimbursement. The EMT class will be reimbursed from the State Fire Marshal's office So we won't have the out-of-pocket of that cost. So we're a little fortunate in those regards. We can get and submit requests for reimbursement, not only for our EMS, but our fire as well. So all told, it takes about, it's a little over $1,500 of cost per person for just the EMT training. So trustees, that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Tony.
I have a question, I'm sorry. Yeah. Tony, you have to get approval for the EMT class if it's over $3,000. Do you want to do that now?
Thank you. I appreciate your assistance, yes. So with that, initially we will have to fund and cost and pay for the EMT class. We will have three people going. And so I would like your approval to expend slightly over $3,000 for this class.
Is it $1,500 a piece, Tony?
It is. Or it's, yeah, somewhere in there.
This will be $4,500.
We just paid that invoice. I don't remember what it was.
We should have the right number.
We'll just say not to exceed $5,000. Because it's $4,500 if it's $1,500 a piece, right?
Yeah,
just do it. Sorry.
You have three.
Yeah.
Okay. So
make a motion that we, for the EMT training at Owens, that we put the limit at $5,000.
I can second that.
Dave Bench made the motion. Bo Miller seconded.
Roll call. Alex Layden?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Is that it then, Tom?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. Maintenance department, Kevin.
All right. As I'd brought up, I believe it was last meeting before last, we have gotten a lot of the other side of the ditches out. We're pretty much done with what we can do with the wind tractor, the articulating tractor. It depends on the rest of the winter, but if we can, there's some other ditches I'd like to try to debrush with that, especially since we don't have all the traffic now, since it's cold out, not many people running around. But other than that, we've been messing around with the new truck. I know the first time we get in it, we're still not going to remember how to use everything in it, because it's new, so we use it a couple times. But it's ready to go. Well, matter of fact, all three trucks are ready to go. They all got spreaders on them. They had plows on them until this afternoon. So we're ready for the weekend if we do get something. Had one funeral since the last trustees meeting. We have, unless some kind of glitch happens, it appears that everything went all right. We got with the UAN. We expanded the cemetery program to meet our expansion that we got there. We only went back 21 sections, which leaves us room to still most probably expand that out, depending in the future on what somebody decides to do with it. If you're looking to do cremation graves and a flat plate type thing and go around the pond, you could most probably easily add another 30 sections out around the pond and down to the pond without causing any problem at the pond itself. So that's done. For some reason, it seemed like we were running out of graves, but here lately we've had a spur of people selling graves back. Evidently, they've changed their mind. But
they don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to visit anymore. But no, they've sold some graves back, so we have increased a little bit. We do have some graves where I can sell two together, stuff like that, still accommodate people yet. So I'd like to still leave that other part closed until we either get them all sold or when we can no longer accommodate somebody anymore with what we got. And the first section we're going to sell would be the section between the newest driveway, which would be the middle driveway and the new cemetery, the back driveway and Brown Road. There'd be one section in there. per our agreement with the neighbor to the west, to try to keep the cemetery away from his property as long as we could. So that was the agreement that we pretty much made with him. And it's fair. It doesn't matter if you're on this side of the road or the other side. I know it's going to make a lot of people mad because they all want to be back by the pond. Well, if it rains hard enough, you're by the pond. So, but, you know, it's just one of those things. That's the first thing my wife said, well, let's sell our graves back. I want to be by the pond. I said, you're already by the creek, so you're in good shape. So, but other than that, we've started a little bit with some of the summer maintenance, not a lot. And that's pretty much it other than those tables that the food pantry had offered to buy. Menards no longer carries those tables anymore. Their tables are half that thick and they carry half the weight. I did find them out at Lowe's. So I will most probably, sometime in the next couple weeks, purchase the four tables that they offered to reimburse us for. And that's all I got. She got something for me?
I went by the graveyard, you know, about noon, and I was surprised that it wasn't set with too much water.
The grass really helped.
Yeah, that grass is beautiful. I'm so proud of that we got that done. Yeah.
At 4:30, that section over by his barn, that was wet. That was pretty wet, but for as much rain as we got, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, so. Yeah.
And we still, you know, we still need to put a few French drains because that last section that's over there, there's a half section that we could plot. It's Q, but I figure we could French drain that from that tile that runs down there, and we could pull some of that off if it continues to be an issue. I'm hoping with as much compaction was in the ground, that over time, with the ground loosening back up, we might gain a little drainage out of it. That might not be as big of an issue. But that back corner is still an issue in that one spot.
It looks pretty good, though. That it, Kevin?
Yep.
Okay, we'll move along. Food pantry. Anybody here from the food pantry? We'll move on to Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy. I don't believe anybody's here from there. I did talk to Adam Hoff, and he said that he was going to try and start making some of the meetings, he said, so we'll see what happens. Okay, we'll go on to old business then. I got a bunch of motions here. We have to make, first one is a motion to reapprove bid to remove trees on Rialto Drive. Cost $8,000. Invoice number 3774.
And these are the trees they already took down, correct?
Yeah.
You've been down there? It really looks
nice. Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see it, Alex?
I have not. Do you have a different sheet than me? This one has $9,000.
You got an old one, yeah.
Okay.
I actually emailed you.
No, I didn't see the update.
I updated it, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That'll work.
I got the update.
I updated about 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Things change quick.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we still have to vote on that. Does somebody want to make a motion on that? I made the motion.
I second that. Because this is getting reimbursed from stormwater money.
Yes. Yeah.
Stormwater
money. Okay. And I'll second it. Bo made the motion and Dave Bench seconded it.
Roll call, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Motion to reapprove the bid on Rachel Road Sewer Extension. Cost $44,360.
So if I understand this correctly, is this something you guys approved previously that needs to be reapproved?
It has to be reapproved, yeah.
Okay, and this is, what is this for, like ditch drainage?
No, it's to put a 12-inch tile in the drain east and Rachel Road.
Oh, okay.
That corner's always wet right there.
Yeah.
So we've all been working on this for about 5 years.
A long time. The county finally pulled in and started doing it.
This is a county project, really.
Yeah.
They're just letting us do it. We can do it cheaper than anything.
Okay, that's fair.
You want to make the motion on that one, Dave, or you want, did you, or Frank, or you want me to make it?
I'll make a motion to reapprove bid on Rachel Road Sewer Extension, cost $44,360.00.
I can second that.
Alex Litten made the motion. Bo Miller, seconded.
Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Alex Litten?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Motion to reapprove Bunny Road Catch Basin, cost $8,200.
I can move to approve the Bunny Road Catch Basin for $8,200.
I'll second that.
Bo Miller made the motion. Alex Litten seconded.
Roll call, Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Alex Litten?
Yes.
Motion carried.
There's a motion out here to approve Dyche Road Tree Removal, cost of $12,150.
Make a motion to approve Dyche Road Tree Removal, cost $12,150.00.
I can second that.
Alex Litten made the motion. Bo Miller seconded.
Yep.
Roll call, Alex Litten?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll move along. Move on to cannabis discussion.
All right. So a lot of you are probably wondering who this gentleman is sitting here to my right. This is Mr. John Burrell, the assistant prosecutor for Lucas County. I invited him here to this meeting tonight because there's some ignorant, irresponsible misinformation out on social media. So the first thing, the resolutions that we passed in December do not ban personal use, personal growth, and cultivation. They strictly prohibit dispensaries and mass marijuana grows. We can't override a state law, okay? It doesn't work that way. There is no windfall of cash for the township whatsoever. So right now, they're gonna tax it at 10%. Of that 10%, it says local governments are going to get 36%, so 0.036. So it's not per district. It goes into a pool. So let's say there's $100 million in tax for 2024. The money's going to be pooled and distributed over 88 counties by all the villages, by all the townships, by all the county, or by all the cities. So according to the OTA, we may be in the ballpark of maybe a $10 to $20 check a year for the marijuana dispensaries, sales in the township. So there's no benefit to it whatsoever. I can tell you this, there are three different bills in the state and house right now. All three of them are different, but all three of them have one thing in common, and all three of them have removed the local money to any local governments. The state's gonna keep it all. There was one comment that really bothered me, and Andy, you were the one that posted it, that I wasn't a voice of the people. Yeah. I am a voice of the people. I just cannot play to 10 people in this room or the 10 people on Facebook. I gotta look at everything as a whole, okay? Mm-hmm. You guys can call me this my kingdom, whatever you want. Doesn't bother me, I call it my home, okay? We don't need it. It doesn't benefit us. If it benefited us, we could pay for sheriff, we could pay for roads, I'd be like, all right, let's look at this. So then we'll move on to the referendums that are out there. You guys can go out and get 12 billion signatures on your referendums. Okay? There is no general right for a referendum for a township. A township cannot collect income tax, and we cannot collect sales tax. So we get no sales tax, we get no income tax from the employees. So let's just say we have 20 dispensaries in our township. We don't collect income tax on the employees. So we have there's no gain here. That is why I wanted to talk about this tonight. I know you're not going to believe me, but I have John Burrell here. Hopefully you guys will believe him because he's a prosecutor. So John, do you have anything to add to this?
Everything you said is legally correct. There's no general right to referendum or initiative in statutory townships. The constitutional provision guaranteeing that applies only to municipalities. So in a statutory township, which is Jerusalem, in order there to be any referendum or initiative, there has to be a statute that specifically authorizes it. And there's not. The only one that comes to mind for a township is amendments to zoning. That's one where there is a specific statute authorizing a referendum. Other than that, there isn't anything. So if what you're passing around is a referendum on the cannabis thing, there's no referendum on that. Is Trustee said, you collect a lot of signatures, but there's not going to be a referendum. The law doesn't authorize it.
So I do have a specific question for you, Bo, because I sat through an Ohio Township Association, whatever you want to call it, seminar today. That was about an hour and a half long. And they specifically mentioned that there would be a 10% tax if there was a dispensary located in the township and it was for adult use or adult consumption, whatever the technical term is for it, that there would be a 10% tax, and 36% of that 10% tax would go to the township. So like basically a 3.6% effective tax. Did something change?
It goes in a pool. It doesn't go to that specific area of it. It's a pool, goes down to, let's just say it goes down to Columbus, and then they distribute it to everybody. So everybody gets a piece of it. So maybe Wood County doesn't have a dispensary in it, but Lucas County does. We have to share our money with them. It's a statewide initiative.
I'll have to rewatch that because that wasn't my interpretation.
Yeah, that was. I talked to the lawyer from the OTA about it a week ago, and that was the exact reasoning definition that he gave for it.
Interesting. I guess I'll have to look into that more because my interpretation of that was different. If you get on the OTA's website, you log in, you'll see there's like an hour and a half. Like a webinar thing you can follow along with, and it was at 57 minutes and 30 seconds, if I recall correctly, is where I seen that specific note. So, just for your consideration.
Yeah, I'll look at it, but I'm going with what our legal counsel is sitting here telling us in the meeting. So, we did our research, it is, everything I'm telling you is correct. So, there's two other things that I do want to touch base on why we have John Burrell here tonight. I know there's been some distaste or, people are, get upset about public participation in the meetings. And I am one that want the residents to be able to have their voice and be able to talk. However, we don't have to allow it. And I don't want to get to that point. But John, do you want to touch base on that?
Yeah, the courts have held that citizens have the right to attend meetings, not participate. So you don't have a right to participate in the meeting. However, most townships do allow it. A township cannot limit what you say. I mean, if you want to complain about the trustees, obviously that you have a right to do that. What they can do is limit how you say it. There was a time in this township when you had to have sheriff's deputies out here. Things got so bad. It wasn't that many years ago. Two deputies were at every single meeting. That's how bad it was. So citizens do have a right, if the trustees allow, to give comments like at the end of the meetings, but they have to be civil, and they have to behave. If things get out of hand, you can be removed from a meeting, or you can be even banned from a meeting, depending on how bad it gets.
We don't want to do that. That's what I'm saying. So as long as we keep it civil in these meetings, we'll keep right on moving like we always have. So, but I know there's questions about whether it's legal to do that or not. It is legal to do that. We don't want to go down that road. But I wanted to put that out there. And the last thing I have is you can explain what Dave is allowed to do when it comes to zoning and when it comes to Linda. So it's in the minutes, it's everywhere, we all hear it, and everybody can understand it.
Because of the relationship, Dave cannot vote on basically personnel matters. not only vote, you can't be involved in basically personnel matters. For pay, discipline, evaluations, things of that type. You can vote in zoning matters, though. And for trustees, zoning matters really means amendments to zoning, which of course come from the zoning commission, not from the zoning inspector. So he cannot vote on anything to do with their compensation, evaluation, any terms or conditions of employment, but he can vote on zoning matters. And he can't vote on the personnel issues because those violate the ethics laws.
I kind of disagree with you guys. Well, I shouldn't say I disagree with you. I understand that there's certain things you can legally limit and in those circumstances legally can't participate in. But just because you can do certain things doesn't mean you should. So just because you can choose to limit public participation in certain manners, I don't believe that you should. That's my personal opinion. Sure, I disagree with you too, but that's
I'm just putting it out there. So with the prosecutor sitting here, it's out there so we know what we can do, what we can't do. Or,
sure.
Or what Dave can do, what Dave can't do. I'm not saying I agree or disagree.
Sure.
I'm just saying what I feel we need to have it out in the open so it's understood by the residents, by the trustees, you know, what we can expect going forward in the future, I guess, is kind
sure.
of what I'm looking at.
Fair enough.
Are we taking comments?
No, I'd like to take comments. The end of the meeting. Okay.
I disagree with you guys. I'd like to take comments for the record.
And Dave's the chairman, so it's Dave's meeting. So
yep. Okay. That's why I didn't vote for Dave for chairman.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I second that.
Thanks.
That's all I have on that, Dave.
That's all you got?
Yep. I do have a couple more things I'd like to talk about regarding the cannabis resolutions. So if I understand. So, John, since you're here, you can correct me if I'm wrong. If I understand it correctly, resolutions have to either be read on two separate occasions or a majority vote at the meeting be voted to not read them at two separate occasions. Is that correct?
It is not.
It is not correct.
No, the requirement you're referring to applies only to limited home rule townships. It doesn't apply to statutory townships.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that's all I've got on that matter.
You done then, Ben?
I am. Alex, you done?
On the cannabis stuff. Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, then no more old business?
Yeah, I do actually have one. I did just get this. I wanted to make sure that this was brought up at our reorg meeting, and I do have a copy. I think, Haley, you were requesting this. I don't know if you got it from Joel or not. This is the engagement letter from Semro, Henry, and Barga from 2022. Which would have been for the 2023 year. Exactly what you said, it should state out what his rate is, everything. So it's in there.
I believe I only got the 2020 version.
Okay, well I got a copy for you tonight, so you can have it. I think it was one of your, might have been a public record request, but I did have it, so I got a copy for you tonight of this.
Okay.
I just wanted to. That's all I had for old business.
And we do have a copy of the new one too, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, then we'll move on to new business. Need the approval to pay CEC $18,811.25. That's the engineering firm that did that for the dikes and everything.
So this is the final payment out of that grant money?
That grant
for, money. For the Conservancy in the township.
The grant's paying for it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approval to pay CEC $18,811.25.
I can second that.
Okay. Alex Litton made the motion. Bo Miller seconded it.
Roll call Dave Bench.
What?
Roll call Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion carried.
I need an approval to pay Lake Erie Tree Service for the removal of Wright Alto Drive for $3,000. It's invoice 3776. This was added on from the other one. When they were there, I called the other trustees and I said, hey, we should, as long as we got them here, we should finish this up a little bit better.
So that's, and I can cover that through, it's $3,000. So that's what that is.
Is that your motion?
No, I'm just telling you what it is. So if you want to make the motion.
I so moved to approve that.
I'll second that.
Bo Miller made the motion. Alex Linton seconded.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Linton.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, I'll read this off. You want to take care of it then? Joe, credit card users change. We have a change here from Mark Sattler to Alex Linton.
Yeah, all you really need to do is the same credit card policy you adopted years ago. You just are updating the last page, which is the list of users. So instead of reading all that, which is not necessary, you could just indicate you're removing Mark Sattler as an authorized credit card user for the three cards and putting Alex on.
I can approve it as read.
Oh, good. That's fine for me.
Need a second.
I can second that.
Dave Bench made the motion. Bo Miller seconded.
Roll call, Alex Linton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
County Highway mileage certification, and it needs to be signed.
Dave, were you also including that other one that...
I'll do that next one.
Okay.
I got it. It's coming.
Here we go.
Do we need the motion for this, or I just need to sign this?
It's more of an acknowledgement, Alex, that okay. The county wants.
Fair.
The number didn't increase from last year, did it?
No.
26?
It will next year.
26097?
Yep.
Surprised this pen hasn't run out of ink from all that crap I signed earlier.
That's not crap.
Those are purchase orders. Very important. Yeah, yeah, paychecks.
Remind me to give it to you, Joel.
Okay. I won't let you forget.
Okay, the new fire truck water tender bid opening. Special meeting January 22nd, 2024 at 5 p.m. Number 5. Number 6 is the Ohio Township Association Winter Conference, February 7th to the 9th. That's in Perrysburg. I don't know if you're interested in going.
Yeah, I imagine I can go to that.
I'll give you some stuff to sign up then.
Sure.
It's Columbus.
Oh, that's Columbus.
Oh, this team? Yeah.
The next one is Telegraph. Yeah.
Oh, the team of Cog one. Okay.
Yeah. This one's down in Columbus, the Ohio Township Association. I don't know if you're interested going there or not.
I might. I'm kicking the idea over.
Okay.
It's good to go down once. I mean, I went down. I should go again, maybe next year, go down. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff down there, a lot of stuff to see.
You can do a lot of networking, too. That's, yeah. Sometimes you go to these meetings, and meeting doesn't amount to anything, but it's who you talk to.
True.
You probably found that already. Okay, then the Temecog General Assembly is January 19th. That one is in Perrysburg. The EMBC State of the Community is January 26th, and you're going to do that one, aren't you, Bo?
Yeah, I'll do that one.
Okay.
Did you get the time on that? Did you?
I think I got it there, but it's on my... All
right, I know it's early. Like,
it's always early.
Yeah, let me know.
I'll let you know. The Ag Committee meeting is January the 11th, and I'll probably go to that one. That's up at Temecog building up at the train station. Okay, and then let's see, where's that at? I got the renewal of the contract with Seymour and Henry, LTD, for general legal services for 2024 with a cap of $5,000.
So
So this is the 2024.
2024.
Engagement letter with them. So we, at the reorg meeting, we talked about this. And I think it was number 52, wasn't it? That I was supposed to talk to John about, wasn't it about this? It was about this.
I believe this was it, yeah.
And this is all we can, we are allowed to hire outside representation as we need. We use this as a zoning, and I guess I misspoke. Mr. Stopart is not a expert in township, he's more of an expert in zoning.
Yes.
Okay. So he specializes in zoning issues. So I guess I would be willing, you know, the with the prosecutor's office, a lot of questions about why we don't use the prosecutor's office. I know you're semi-retired, sort of, supposed to be. When it comes into the research, it seems like we've done better with when we need like deep research in the zoning. He was able to respond very quickly for us, very fast.
Yeah, you won't offend us by going using outside counsel for certain things. That's not a problem at all. And I know Jeff. Oftentimes, especially if you need people to come to meetings on a regular basis, we don't, in the prosecutor's office, we don't. There's 11 townships. We just don't have enough people to come to all the township meetings. So it's not unusual for a township, if they need someone to frequently come to meetings, to use outside counsel. And Jeff is one of the people I've seen who's used around the county.
So I could make a motion to hire them with a $5,000 cap. I think last year we did 4,000, I think is what it was. But
I believe it was 4,000.
4,000. I think I could go not to exceed 5, I guess.
I'm on board with the 5, but I just want to, the public wants us to be open and honest what we're using these attorneys for and what we're actually spending our money on. So if we have public records requests and inquiries about those specific uses, I'd like to be the person who deals with those, if that's okay with you too.
Doesn't matter.
Well, Joel's the records keeper.
But he is the records keeper.
Joel is the records keeper.
I'm happy to designate somebody on my behalf.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. He'd love to have somebody. By law, Joel is the records keeper. Yeah. So, I mean, if Joel is willing to work with you on it,
Can I clarify? I think what he's saying is if there's a question that comes up amongst the usage and or discussion with the usage of the attorney, that's what you would like to have
yes, involved in. That's correct.
Versus somebody making a request to say, I want to see, I don't even know what they're going to make a request for, other than how much did you pay this person when? Because that's essentially the only record I would have.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That's kind of what I'm going for.
I'm fine with that.
If you guys are okay with that, I'll make the motion to approve budgeting $5,000 with Simple Lean.
Yep, I can second that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dave?
Alex Litton made the motion. Vogel seconded.
Roll call, Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I don't know if you guys have anything else, but I do have another new business question. Actually, to run by our attorney here while he's here with us. Do you guys have anything you want to take care of first?
No, don't do it. I only got one more.
Joel's got something.
And I apologize. You might have missed this when I emailed you about the bank needs a motion from the board to, even though we did it for the you were signing the credit card, signature card, you need a motion during the meeting to acknowledge removing Mark Sattler from the two accounts at Krogan and adding Alex Litton. It seems very redundant.
Okay.
So I guess I need a, So I need a motion from the board to remove Mark Sattler as a check signer or sever the relationship for our Krogan accounts and replace with Alex Litton.
I so move as read.
I can second that.
All right.
Clear as mud.
Okay.
Why should you do it again?
Okay. Go ahead, Dave. Dave Bench made the motion, and Bill Miller seconded. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion carried. I have one more, Tony. Sorry, are you here still?
Okay.
Remember that DR Evil invoice that Josh
yes, talked to
you about?
Yes, I do.
Did you want to bring that up tonight, or did you forget?
I did forget, it wasn't on my high priority, but I would like to move forward with that, so.
I'm sorry. It's $3,110.34, that's the only reason why I bring it up.
This is an upgrade to our brush unit. It currently does not have a electrical connection direct to the unit that will support the electrical requirements for the computer and or the charging systems for the various equipment that we carry on board. For instance, a charging system for our Milwaukee batteries. The brush truck carries a variety of battery operated tools, whether it be a saw, chainsaw, blowers, and then our computer. So what we currently are doing is we have an extension cord from the wall outlet plugged into the electrical plug-in to the computer in order to keep it, because we were finding it was draining it. So this is an automatic system. It plugs in, it will distribute the power. So I'm asking to spend
$3,110.34.
What he said.
What do you call it?
It's the Kuzmal system.
Oh,
Kuzmal. And the inverter charger system.
I move to approve the request of Brad for the Kuzmal inverter for the fire department. I'm just going to say not to exceed $3,250.
Thank you.
That work, Joel?
That's better.
I can second that. Bill Miller made the motion. Dave Bench seconded.
Roll call, Alex Linden?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
I got one more there yet. The joint cooperation agreement for drainage improvements. I think this is a stormwater agreement. So that is all we're doing. We have to sign this, and I don't know if we really even have to make a motion.
Yeah, this is the same thing from the county last year.
Yeah. All we got to do is sign it. So I'll pass it down. And it's got the stormwater money in the back here and stuff like that. I don't think you need a motion, do you think?
No, it's more of an understanding.
Do what?
Are they letting us pull forward money, like if we want to get into next year? Like say we got a project, because I see they got it in here as 2024 and 2025.
Well, that's a projected amount. We actually carried our 23 money into 24, so you should already have that kind of money already. We didn't spend much in
class. The only thing I want to see, I want to see the figures, you know, down on paper. I don't like this. They don't ever show us those figures.
No.
Yeah, they just got the 57.5 for both years, for 24 and 25 on here. Total of 115,000. So.
Well, with everything you guys just approved and a couple other things, that'll be going pretty quick. Yeah.
Well, that one big one, 44,000, yeah. That's theirs. That's not ours.
Yeah.
That helps.
Is that all you guys got?
You said you had something else?
Yes, I do. So I have a question for you pertaining to the most recent zoning, do you call it a resolution, or the additional zoning regulations that were passed back in December. So if I understand it correctly, when you go through that process, you have to advertise in a local paper that you're having the public hearing, correct?
For the trustees, yes.
Yes.
At some point along the way, right.
Yes.
For the trustees. Now, there are several hearings in the zoning process. Not all of them require public notice.
Correct, okay. And so the hearing that's with the trustees, that's the one that needs advertised, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if I understand it correctly, that needs to be advertised for a full 10 days prior to the hearing. Is that correct?
10 days before, as I recall. Is that what your zoning resolution says? I haven't looked at your zoning resolution in quite some time.
I believe that's what I read in the Ohio Revised Code, not specifically the resolution.
Okay.
So if I did the math right here, this hearing was advertised in the press on November 20th, 2023, and the hearing took place on November 28th, 2023, which was only 8 days after the circulation of the notice, not 10 as required.
So this is the one that went down to the, this one was posted to go down to the county to the plan commission, are you talking about?
No, this is the meeting that happened with the trustees. This went from...
But the what I'm asking you is that the resolution that we, it went through the plan commission, that one about the... So it went through the plan commission, Lucas County, we had 30 days from the time the plan commission approved it, correct? Is that what it is? Within 30 days?
If there's a question of how this was handled, why don't you end the meeting up here, because I've not seen anything before.
Sure.
So I'd rather not guess at what was done. If you give me all the documents, all the timeframe, then I can look and make sure it was done correctly. I have to sit up here and give an opinion on something you're giving to me for the first time, especially when there's factual things that I have to check out. So if Linda or somebody can send me all the documentation, the advertisements, I can check the timeline.
I'll take care of that.
Okay.
So you just want me to confer with you, email?
Email, before we leave, I'll give you my email address. I'll give my phone number too.
Perfect, Alrighty. Alright, I guess that covers that. I'm gonna work with him on that. Do you guys have anything else?
You got anything, Bo?
Nope. Nothing for new business.
I'm all done too, then, so we'll move on to public participation, regular board business. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name and be allotted 5 minutes. Please use the podium for the comments so that we can be properly recorded by our fiscal officer. Bo, you got the list? Who signed it?
I can hear it.
Just for the record, I don't agree with the list method either.
Yeah, put my name on it because I...
Bill Tang.
Today's your lucky day. I'm going to let you off easy.
Oh, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Karen Wilhelm.
Yes, a few months back, I inquired if the zoning meetings would be on live feed for the public to view. I may be the public Facebook page. Do the trustees have any plan to require that? I know they spent a lot of money on this equipment.
I don't see why it can't be on there, so...
I'm on board with that.
I have no problem with it being on there. It's a public meet. It's an open meeting. It's a public meeting. I have no problem with it being on there.
Linda, can we make that happen?
Just a matter of having somebody to do it.
And has Rob been attending the meetings pretty regularly? I mean, once you get it up, it's... I mean, I don't... Once I have it up here on the thing, I mean, you get logged in, it's quick. It takes about 10 minutes to get logged in, and then it just sits there and runs.
Do you want me to reach out to Rob about that?
If you want.
I'll do that.
I'm good with that.
Teach Linda how.
Okay, we'll move on then. Joe Verb, you have anything?
I put my name down on that list. I didn't know I was going to want it.
I'll get you. I'll get you.
All right, thanks. I signed up, but I'm not going to make a comment tonight.
Ina Boland.
The only comment that I would make is that we don't know what our questions are going to be pertaining to the current agenda until we see the current agenda. Therefore, I put it in there to cover whether or not I might have a question at this point. I do not. The board, thank you.
Easy, Dana.
Scott.
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Andy Howard.
Yeah. Andy Howard. I just wanted to congratulate Alex on being our new trustee, and it's very refreshing for me not to see Mark Sattler sitting up there anymore.
Thank you, Andy.
That's all.
Sandra Ludden.
No question.
Heather?
No comment at this time.
Bo?
That was Haley.
It's Bo.
Oh, okay. You got me confused there for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute.
I thought it said Heather. I wasn't real sure, but...
it's both.
I can't remember your name.
Dennis Wurzinski.
Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I almost forgot you.
Dennis Wurzinski. I live on North Curtis Road. It wasn't until the meeting got going that I knew I had some couple questions for you. I come to these meetings because I voted for you guys, and I want to hear what the people want, and I want to let you guys know. But what other avenues do the residents have to let our township trustees know what we want? I'm not on social media, I'm not a computer, I've got a computer, but I don't think it's been on for a few months, and that, so I never use the damn thing. But as per old business, bullet 5, that's what I wanted to ask, you know, what other avenues are open to us to get you guys to say, hey, this is what we want. And I have friends that say, hey, you going to the meeting? you know, they're going to be covering this and this and this, can you check it out and write down what you hear? The second one is to our prosecutor, and that I know the cannabis law, the recreational cannabis law just came through. Not really a partaker, but if I were to grow 10 or 12 plants and give things to my friends, I'm not. Oh, that's okay.
Six.
I know Ohio is starting to come up with the rules now, which they probably should adopt a lot of the Michigan rules, because Michigan's been raking in the cash and Ohio's been kind of behind the eight ball on all that. But for no monetary compensation or nothing, so I'm not a distributor, anything like that. What kind of trouble am I going to be in, or am I going to be in trouble? Don't know yet, because they don't have the rules out there that I know of. Those are the only two things that I really wanted to talk about.
The problem with the cannabis statute is, of course, it wasn't a constitutional amendment like issue one. It was an initiative statute, which means the legislature could abolish it, they can change it, they can do anything they want to. So before anybody, I'd recommend the townships, before you take any serious action on it, wait and see what the legislature does. Because I don't think they'll change everything, but they could change quite a bit. And mm-hmm. the tax reason, I'm hearing the same thing goes here. The money's going to end up in the state, probably. But that's what they've done mm-hmm. with the tobacco money 20 years ago, the opioid money, they took it all. Mm-hmm. So that's the pattern the state has, regardless of who controls the state government, as they take all the money. The gambling, the same thing with the gambling money. I mean, they basically have taken it all.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering what the prosecution is if
I'm not a criminal prosecutor. Okay. I'm in the civil division.
Back this fall, they had helicopters flying around here and ripping up people's properties and tearing plants out and everything. Like, what the heck's going on here?
So they could change a lot of that. So we should wait and see what the legislature does before we take any significant action. I suspect there'll be some changes, especially in the money department. I don't think in terms of the use and the growing and the cultivating of cannabis, I don't think they'll change that. Because it was past 60 to 40. So I don't think they'll slow that step, but I do suspect they will do something with the money.
So I have a question then. So is it your recommendation that townships wait to see what the legislature actually does? Before they actually outlaw it or make any of these kinds of decisions?
Well, they can't outlaw it. What your township did was after that, it's a statute several many years ago. It's what all the townships are doing. They're limiting the cannabis cultivators. That's not an unusual thing. This is not the only township that does this. I can't say that all 11 do, but most of them do. But some townships wanted to make changes in zoning in terms of where these cultivators could be. I recommended that those townships wait and see what the legislature does, because they could make some drastic changes. Your township hasn't sought to do that. Other townships have.
Grow operations, I
think. Not level 2, yeah.
So I do want to circle back to your questions. It's Dennis, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you said you're not really an active user of, like, social media and computers, all that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of new here. I've only been doing the trustee thing for 9 days, and that's kind of put me in your shoes. If I was in your shoes, because you know I use a computer, I do all that stuff. If I were you, and I'm looking to get a hold of the trustees, what do you think would be the best way?
That's why I come to these meetings.
Do you guys want to answer to that? Do we have like a sign with a phone number?
Well,
like,
you can get our phone number from all of us tonight.
Oh,
we can give you our card. We got cards. I'm going back to, you're like my dad, you know, use a computer. So it's on the website. So if anybody else, it's our numbers and everything's on the website. But we can give you our cards. You can contact us that way. You can call us. I mean, I get phone calls all the time. So
they should be out on the desk.
You know. You can stop in, even, you know, my place, most places, you know, we're always available.
I mean, just...
Oh, I've stopped at the farm a few times and asked for you, and, oh, he's gone here, he's gone
there.
He's
gone there in Elmore.
And that, was going on a couple things. This summer.
Well, I'm always at my shop, I feel like, so, mm-hmm. not saying you show up, I won't be there, but I feel like I live there, so, and I'm close to you, so, but yeah, we can give you our cards, and we could probably actually put some off, tape them to a door out front there, so that way, if somebody walks in there... At least the numbers are there.
Actually, Joel, I do got to, while I remember, I know I worked with you to get the business card set up. Do I just get those from you, or?
They've been in your mailbox.
Okay, yep, that answers that.
What about making up a contact list, like a sheet of paper, tape it to the inside of the window, so if somebody stops by, you got all the contact information.
We could do that too. But if they don't use the computer, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I can print it off from the website and I'll paper the window and that'll be.
We'll put one on this door, put one on this door out here and maybe one in our door and that's the other.
Sure, yeah, that's fair.
Thank you. Anything else?
You wanna make a motion, Bo?
I motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Bo Miller made a motion, Alex Litten seconded.
Roll call, Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler? I'm sorry. Never.
Alex Litten, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yes. We'll get through that. Sorry, brain already switched gears here, remember to pick up my.